Hello, everyone. This is Coach Fab for Casinos USA Podcast, and we welcome to our Veterans Day Podcast 2021. Yeah, from right here in Western Pennsylvania. We also welcome back our digital audience and our real live audience who've been with us through the years, and also the listeners we pick up every podcast. We keep getting bigger and bigger. And we'll talk about what we're going to do today as soon as we get this digital audience to quiet down. Hey, everybody. Nice to see you again. Right here from our basement in Western Pennsylvania. All right. Okay. Hey, episode 122, gambling news, and a lot of it's from Las Vegas, and also personal views, not just intermingled in, just straight out personal views. Take it or leave it. And I'm going to start with, I am in a funk, a swamp, in terms of my sports betting, because I'm generally a winner. And recently, I'm getting my butt kicked. I'm in a swamp because everything I do is messy. Every step I take, I get muddy. Oh, my goodness. But tell me how this could happen. How in the hell could the Jaguars beat the Buffalo Bills? And how many parlays did that win destroy? Oh, come on. Jeez, oh, man. I know you're going to say on any Sunday, on any Monday night, on any Thursday night. Oh, I don't care. You know, I'm getting to a point because I'm not used to losing like this. I'm thinking I'm going to pick the winner in my mind and then bet the other way. Right? Maybe that's the only solution, you know? Now, you know, Vegas was losing a lot of money, but the last three Sundays, they won a hell of a lot of it back. Oh, my, yeah. Because the favorite teams just weren't winning. So many upsets. But you know how it is with us. I just told Janie, my wife, I said, hey, we're not done yet. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to be the comeback kid. And she says, well, maybe you're not done losing yet either. And there's some truth in that. Oh, goodness. So how's the sports betting going for you? In college football, I did have a five-team parlay. If you follow us on Facebook, we have a Facebook group. I think there's 800 people now, Casinos USA. And for recreational purposes only, for entertainment only, we always post our bets on Saturdays and Sundays. And we come back and tell you who won, if we won or lost, you know. And so we're not hiding anything, but yeah, we're gonna stick with it. We're gonna keep betting, but this has to turn around soon. Oh, goodness gracious! And it's just really some great surprises in the NFL. And one of the things I have to be surprised about is how can you be a professional athlete and not be able to field a punt? Oh, come on, Ray McLeod for the Steelers. All you have to do is win by 7. You're up by 10. The Steeler defense holds the Bears, and they put a punt up in the air, and it comes to you, and you drop it. You drop it. And one of the Bears picks it up and runs for a touchdown. Hey, the Steelers win by 2 points, but they didn't beat the spread. Oh, Ray McLeod, what are you doing to me, buddy? What are you doing to me? All right. Okay. How about some Las Vegas news? Uplifting Las Vegas news. Okay, short break, and we'll be right back with some news from Las Vegas. So to answer this question, when was the biggest, most successful, most money earned quarter in the history of Las Vegas? Was it in the 1960s, the 80s? Huh? Was it the early 2000s? You know what? Did you guess yet? The best quarter in the history of Las Vegas was this year. And that explosion just didn't end in Nevada. In fact, 10 of the 25 states with commercial casinos saw quarterly revenue records, including the four highest grossing commercial gambling states. Oh, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, and Pennsylvania. On the Las Vegas Strip, gambling revenue also hit an all-time high of $2.06 billion. How did that happen? And are the glory days of Las Vegas ever going to come back? Well, the big casinos don't want it to because they're making more money now than they ever have. In the third quarter, this record-setting quarter, there was nearly a 10% increase over the second quarter of this year. 9.2 million people visited Las Vegas in the third quarter. And slots and table games, which, you know, generally, traditionally, have been the bread and butter of the casino industry, accounted for most of the haul at over $12 billion. Internet gambling revenue set a record at $938.6 million. So, I used to say sports betting is where the money is, but now it's back in the casinos because people are coming back to the casinos and playing slot machines and table games and my beloved craps table. It's hot right now. Yeah. America's commercial casinos won nearly $14 billion in the third quarter of the year, making it the industry's best quarter ever. And this, obviously, 2021 is going to be the best year ever because they already surpassed what they made last year. And who would have thunk it, right? Coming out of the pandemic, people are going to casinos and they're gambling. They're gambling. Pandemic weary? The hell with it. You know, people are getting vaccinated, getting the booster for the variant, getting their flu shots, and saying, I'm back. I'm here to have a good time. I'm here to gamble and spend money. You know, clearly during the pandemic, and especially during the lockdowns, the growth of internet gambling grew. And a lot of the people who did that, according to, you know, the business people behind these numbers, they weren't familiar with casinos. They didn't understand loyalty programs and comps and free drinks and free meals and free shows and free rooms. But they've gone to casinos now and they like it. They like those comps. Yeah. So they're so excited. They're encouraged by the casino marketing and the loyalty programs. And they're saying, hey, this is something new. And, you know, Janie and I have had this feeling for a long time. It's so hard to travel somewhere where you have to pay full price, especially for hotel rooms, when you're used to being comped in the casino hotels around the country. You know, sometimes it's not a full comp. Sometimes it's $29 a night instead of $199 a night for the same room. But, you know, come on. It's just so attractive a feature for most of us. You just love those comps. And, you know, the old adage is don't gamble for comps. But what the hell? If they're going to offer them, take them. And all you need is a player's card. That's all you need, you know, to go to that player's booth and sign up. What do you give them? Your driver's license, your birthday, and a PIN number, and you're on your way. Put it in the slot machines, give it to the people at the table games. Yes, sir. That's all it takes. Let's be happy that the casinos are back and they're open for business and people are returning in droves. Thousands and thousands of people are returning. Yeah, that's true. You know, I kiddingly posted on our Facebook group and on Twitter that I've had better luck last week with Pennsylvania scratch-off tickets than I did in sports betting, especially with the NFL. But within 20 miles of my home, with scratch-off tickets, and I hope your state has these because they're a kick, there was one person that won $500,000, two others won $250,000, and according to the Pennsylvania Lottery, two people won $150,000. All within 20 miles of my home. But they weren't the scratch-off tickets that I bought. But still, nonetheless, my scratch-off tickets made me a little bit ahead if I added it to my sports betting losses. Thank you, PA Scratch-Off. And let me finish. Within those 20-mile radius of my home, 18 people won $10,000, 3 won $13,000, and one person won $18,000. And it just doesn't seem to end. This region of Western Pennsylvania has been rocking and rolling with scratch-off tickets. Oh, man. That's why I always volunteer to go grocery shopping. You know, sure, I'll go because I know once I'm done at that cash register, I'm going to get some scratch off tickets. Do you have that bug too? Oh, my. And before we get to craps talk, I want to mention this. Today, obviously, is November 11th, Veterans Day. And, you know, in our heart, our parents were veterans, World War II veterans. And my dad was involved in D1, actually, on Normandy Beach and survived that. But most of the little towns around here have commemorative flags of veterans. And there's so many people served their country. And I love that expression, you know, all gave some gave all. And it's with that sense of homage that we remember all veterans, but particularly those who never had a chance to come home, the men and women who sacrificed their lives in defense of the United States of America. And that's something serious. So we hope you have those kinds of feelings about honoring our United States military on Veterans Day and actually every day of the year. 1 week from tomorrow, November 18th, we're already booked to go back to Rocky Gap. We had three people show up and play craps with us. So anyway, look for Coach Fab. I'm usually in Notre Dame attire. I'm the handsome old guy at the craps table. And we'll be back there. Maybe I'll see my Cumberland friends that I just met on the 18th. So we'll be back at Rocky Gap. We want to go one more time before the Western Maryland mountains fill up with snow and make it a little more hazardous to get there. But we think we're okay next week. All right. Short break and we're coming back for Craps Talk.
3, 2, 1.
I want to talk about ways the dice can roll because in many ways that determine what true odds means, that statement, true odds. You probably have heard that the bet behind the pass line, the odds bet behind the pass line is the best bet in Vegas. And really, let's just start with the true odds are the number of ways a 7 can be made, and as opposed to the number of ways other numbers can be made. So let's start with a 7 and just think of a dice in front of you, left and right, all right? They're not going to move, but I'm just going to change the way they are talked about. So there's 6 ways to make a 7. A 1-6, a 6-1, a 2-5, a 5-2, a 3-4, a 4-3. So there's 6 ways to make a 7. There's more ways to make a 7 than any other number. And of course, if you're a pass line player, on that come out roll, a 7 will win. Whatever you have on the pass line is 1-1. So, boy, that's a great bet, isn't it? The pass line's a great bet. But as soon as another number is rolled, not a craps number, because a craps number is a 2, a 3, or a 12, you would lose on the craps number, and the game would be over, and a new game would start. But if they roll a 4, a 5, a 6, an 8, a 9, a 10, then I sound like Lawrence Welk. A 1 and a 2. Then that pass line bet increases in odds because let's say that you rolled a 4. Okay, well, there's only 3 ways to make a 4. 3 out of 36 ways the dice can roll. A 1-3, a 3-1, and a 2-2. There's 4 ways to make a 5. A 1-4, a 4-1, a 2-3, and a 3-2. You can see there's no hard number there, is there? There's 5 ways to make a 6. A 1-5, a 5-1, a 2-4, a 4-2, and 2-3s. And that's the hard number. Yeah. 5 ways to make a 6. 6 ways to make a 7. And 5 ways to make an 8. So a 2-6, a 6-2, a 3-5, a 5-3, and 2-4 is the hard number. Let's talk about the 9. There's 4 ways to make a 9. A 3-6, a 6-3, 4-5, and a 5-4. And there's no hard number there, is there? And there's only 3 ways to make a 10. You know, that's similar to 3 ways to make a 4. A 4-6, a 6-4, and the hard number is 2 nickels, 2 fives. So when the number is a 4 or a 10, boy, that seems like it's pretty rough to make, doesn't it? And you just never know. Like sometimes in craps, you know, during the game, 4 and 10 comes up over and over again. And other times you just can't find it, especially when it's the point. And every time you roll the dice, there's more ways to make a 7 than any other number. So how do you deal with all of this? And those are called systems, like how to get your mind organized around it. The one that I refer to as smart craps is you play from the pass line, you make the biggest odds bet that you can make behind the line. Yeah, and I'm not saying 100 times odds because, you know, you got to put some money in your wallet to go to a casino and play smart craps with 100 times odds. But you want to make a decent size odds bet if you're playing smart craps, and then you make at least 2 come bets, and that's it. And, you know, mathematically, if the table was hot or even warm, you're going to make some money. But if those 7s come early, you're going to lose money. You're going to lose the pass line. You're going to lose the come bets that you made that got moved to a point. Yeah, I don't know. So you just need to think about a system. And so the systems I play are generally for low rollers. And the most famous one is 3-2-1 craps. You can catch that on Color Up by Jeremy Ellerich. It's had a couple 100,000 people take a look at it. And that terminology now has become commonplace in the industry, 3-2-1 craps. Check that out. But that's not the only way that I play. You know, we were talking last podcast about how to make pressure bets from the 6 and 8 on a $10 table and then quickly have all the points covered. So just, you want to review that. I think that's pretty cool. So that's one way, but still you need a number of rolls. The average number of rolls that are made are 8, 7, 7, 8, something like that. So generally speaking, the 7s come pretty early. This is what I do quite often when I go to a craps table. I start from the dome pass, and I hedge it. You know, so let's say I put $20 on the dome pass, and I hedge that by putting hop the reds. How many ways are there to make a 7? So hop bets are just one roll bets. So one of them would be a 6-1-1-6. Another one would be a 2-5-5-2, and the third one would be a 3-4-4-3. And they all pay 15 to 1. If I hop the reds, the 7, for $2 each, that's my $6. And they would pay me $30 minus the $4, so I'd win $26. So with $20 in the dome pass, I still would win $6, right? So that's my hedge bet. And now I have a $20 dome pass, and what am I going to do with that? Well, I can still place numbers, particularly the 6 and 8. And I've done that many times, or I can lay odds by placing my odds bet right beside my dumb pass bet, not behind it, but right beside it, and the dealer will arrange it the way they like. You can do it yourself once you learn how. But if the point number is 4 or 10, for every 2 tokens, I win 1. If the point is 5 or 9, for every 3 tokens, I win 2. And if the point is 6 or 8, for every 6 tokens, I win 5. So, for example, let's go back to the 4 and 10, and let's use $20. So if I had $20 in odds on a dome pass, I'd win 10. If I had $15 in odds beside my dome pass bet, I'd win 2 out of 3, right? So I'd win $10. $12 in odds in the 6 and 8 would win me $10. You know, and your enjoyment will be enhanced, and you'll come up with your own system based on other things that you read and see. If you understand the odds bets, you know, whether it's on the dome pass or the pass line, because they're just the opposite. On the pass line, it's 2 to 1 for a 4 and 10. It's 3 to 2 for a 5 and 9. And for the 6 and 8, it's 6 to 5. So, you know, once you get those down in your head, you can determine, you know, your own kind of system. And should you always play the same way? And some people say, yeah, play smart craps. That's the only way to play. And some would say, just play the dome pass and don't bet anything else. Don't even take any odds or lay any odds on that dumb pass. So, hey, my point is, don't do it that way. Understand the odds, the true odds for the pass line and the dumb pass line, and go from there, you know? Understand that the 7 rolls 6 different ways and the five and the eight rolls five ways. And so the six and eight are really great place bets, aren't they? Yes, they are. The seven can come at any time. We know that. But sometimes the seven doesn't show for a while, right? And when you're a place better or playing a fast line, that's a good thing. And it's not based on a computer chip. And that's so important to me. It's based on the roll of the dice. And so the more you're familiar with dice, get yourself a pair of craps dice. And craps dice, the number on top of the dice that you're looking at and the number on the bottom of the dice always equals seven. Side to side, always equals seven. So you can set the dice the way you want to. That can help you get some enjoyment out of it. You know, just, I got a set that always seems to work for me, right? Whether it does or not, it just makes it fun to think that way. So anyway, that's craps talk for today, and it's all about understanding, determining true odds, whether it be from the pass line or the don't pass line, and then how place bets are paid and the odds that they pay, and then you can create your own system of play. Yeah, that's what I did with 3-2-1 craps. I put my signature on it, and a lot of people liked it. You probably realize we didn't discuss the craps numbers because I always chase them. You know, here's what I mean. There's only one way out of 36 to roll snake eyes, right? And there's only one way out of 36 to roll a 12, two boxcars, right? Two sixes, and they only pay 30-1. See, that's how the casino beats you. They don't pay true odds. The three, another craps number, a 1-2 or a 2-1, and there you have it. The 2, the 3, and the 12 are the craps numbers. And on the first roll of the game, the come-out roll, the craps numbers beat the pass line player. But I always hedge it because I want those craps numbers. Doggone it, I want three or four times them to roll in a row because they pay so much, you know. So that's what I'm talking about. I hedge those numbers by betting them and betting the pass line, you know. A lot less than the pass line bet. But, boy, when they come three, four, five times, that can be big money, especially if you parlay it. It's big, big money. So that makes the game even more fun for me. Chasing those craps numbers, looking for a streak of craps numbers. Well, we're going to finish out with one more thing, and it's called odds and ends, and we'll be right back to discuss odds and ends. Well, we've spoken a lot about Golden Entertainment, you know, what they've done to the Strat. Besides changing the name, they've done quite a bit. But there's a new show there that's getting outstanding reviews. And it's, you know, it's not an expensive show by Vegas standards. It's called Illuminate. It really is a great show. And the prices are $64.31, the cheapest tickets, and $129.71 for the most expensive. But Groupon right now, I think you can get one around $46, $47 in Groupon. And Monday, Wednesday, Saturday, 10 p.m., and Sunday afternoons, 2 p.m., and the theater is dark on Tuesday. And the theater at the Strat's relatively small, so I would tell you, you know, that Groupon ticket for $46, it doesn't matter if it's way in the back because the theater is relatively small, so it might even look better in the back than it does up close. The show is not about, you know, a variety show. It's about dancing, but the dancers are illuminated. All you see is the lights around them, the LED lights on their outfits, and it's an amazing show. And of course, the music is part of it. You'll like the music regardless if you're a boomer or if you're a millennial, you know? Don't expect to hear Frank Sinatra because he won't be playing. I'm a member of the Las Vegas Advisor with Anthony Curtis. You know, I think it's a fantastic newsletter and great rewards books with coupons. But he says it's a wonderful show. And he's a Las Vegas native, and he knows what he's talking about. So it's really a great show. And if you love Vegas shows, if you're at Resorts World, the Wynn, the Encore, you're at the northern end of the Strip, check it out at the Strat. Illuminate. And speaking of Anthony Curtis, his top 10 values, he still puts the number one value as a steak dinner at Ellis Island for $7.99. And also the prime rib at Ellis Island, that's number 8. And the prime rib is so big, you know, you can easily just get one order and divide it in two. So don't forget about Ellis Island on Koval Lane behind Bally's, not very far from the Big Wheel. Yeah. Easy walking distance from the Big Wheel, right down the promenade to the Big Wheel, make it right down Koval. You'll see it, Ellis Island. Hey, we encourage you to join our Facebook group. Again, that's Casinos USA, or to call our 24/7 trip report line, casino caper line, whatever you want to call it. And that's 1-724-519-4556. And through thick or thin, Casinos USA is always that place where every day is Saturday. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you in a couple weeks.